It's a great privilege for me today to introduce somebody whom I really respect and honor as my mentor in my spiritual life.
感谢主给我这样的机会，我很荣幸能够介绍这个以前我的教授，也是我的导师，Meadows教授。
I first get acquainted with Dr. Meadows about 9 years ago when I attended the Grand Rapids Baptist Seminary.
9年前我在Grand Rapids这个神学院念书的时候碰到他。
I've taken a couple of courses from him, which I consider a very important part of my life to expose to those education.
我也选了他的2门课，对我的这个造就有很大的帮助。
For the benefit of those who were not here yesterday, I'll just give a little introduction concerning our speaker today.
昨天有些人不在中间，所以我花一点时间来介绍他。
Actually, Dr. Meadows is not a stranger in our area because he has spent, I understand, more than 30 years down in Warsaw, Indiana, which is not far from South Bend.
他在瓦萨那个地方曾经牧会，或者是在那边住了一阵，大概有20-30年的时间。
He has received a number of degrees from that seminary, including his master and his doctorate degree.
也从那边的 Grace Seminary 也得到几个学位。
Also, he has served in many areas, including in the military when he was only a teenager. And then move on his education and actually serve in a number of churches during his time this his time.
年轻的时候曾经当过兵，然后也牧过会，到这个神学院教书。
Since about 1995, he has been a professor in the Grand Rapids Baptist Seminary.
从1995年到现在，他一直在Grand Rapids 这个神学院教书。
And I really treasure the fact that he was the one that giving out the degree when I graduated from that seminary about 7 years ago.
7年前我神学院毕业的时候，是他把这个学位交在我的手上。
In the meantime, I've lost touch for a while, but then back in about the end of I think 2004, about 4 years ago, about 4 years ago, when his book on decision making came to print.
2004年，他出了一本书。
And after I got the book, I've read through it at least twice.
我拿到他的寄给我的书以后，我看了2次。
And he will be yesterday. He shared with some of the important themes from his book yesterday, which many of you have believe enjoy his wisdom in that area.
昨天很多人买了这本书，就可以看到里面充满了他的智慧。
Just to mention, some of you have missed the sessions yesterday. There are still two opportunities for you to catch up.
如果你昨天没有来的话，我们今天还有2次机会。
I understand that yesterday's session has been recorded, so you can get a CD and still listen to our speaker as to what he presented yesterday. And also, his book is available, and he has brought a number of copies with him. And some of you missed the chance of getting a copy. You can approach him or myself after the meeting today, still get a copy of this book, which I think will be very beneficial in your life in terms of the decision making.
昨天 miss 掉的人可以拿一份 CD。 我们不晓得这个 is the CD available right now or probably will take a while. Take a while, yes. But we have
I think it would be
recorded.
about three CDs in order to hold all the material.
然后你也可以买他的书，一本10块钱。
So without further ado, I'd like to Dr. Meadows at this time turn over time to him, and he's going to share with us the message for today. Dr. Meadows.
It's a great delight for me to be with you today.
非常高兴能够在中间。
And to renew our friendship with Daniel and Jane, and to meet many new friends.
能够来继续我跟 Daniel、Jane 他们的友谊，并且碰到许多的新的朋友。
Since I'm so delighted to be here, I wanted to bring you an encouraging message.
我要带给大家一个鼓励性的信息。
How to live a miserable life.
如何过一个愁苦的生活。
Sometimes we need to see these negative examples in the Bible.
有时候我们必须要看到这些负面的教材。
In order for us to learn from others' mistakes.
才能够从别人的错误当中学习。
And I want to think about the life of Lot today, an event that took place about 2,000, actually 4,000 years ago.
今天我们看罗德这个故事发生在距今4000年之前。
But even though it was so long ago, it's as if it were yesterday.
虽然这么久以前，但这个事情好像就在昨天才发生。
Abram was a very special person whom God called out of ancient Mesopotamia.
亚伯兰是这个一个非常特殊的人，神把他从美索波大尼亚那个平原的地方带出来。
Which is our modern Iraq.
也就是今天的伊拉克。
He called him to come all the way over to the Mediterranean Sea.
叫他到地中海的边上。
And to the land of Canaan.
到迦南地。
And there, to this one person, hundreds of years before there was even a Bible.
在这个人之前几百年没有圣经。
God revealed his plan to present himself to the world.
神向他启示神的计划，并且把这个人介绍给这个世界。
When Abraham left the land, he brought Lot, his nephew, with him.
他带着他的外甥，就是罗德，跟他一起出去。
He taught him how to make a living.
告诉他怎么生活。
By raising cattle and sheep.
怎么样做畜牧。
He brought him under his wing to teach him about life.
他拉拔他长大。
Lot learned some good things.
罗德想必也学到很多好的东西。
And for various reasons, Lot learned some bad things and chose to make bad choices.
但他不晓得为什么也学到一些坏的东西，做了一些坏的选择。
I want to share with you four truths that Lot's life demonstrates in the choices that he made.
要跟大家分享四点这个罗德的不好的例子。
The first truth is that Lot's life demonstrates that a great beginning does not necessarily mean a great end.
第一个我们看到的事实就是好的开始并不保证有好的结果。
A great beginning Lot had because Abram was the only person we know that God was revealing himself to in the world.
据我们所知亚伯兰是神第一个向他显现的人。
And in the evenings when they sat around the campfire before television, when people still talk to each other.
当他们在这个帐篷旁边晚上烤火的时候，那时候当然没有电视跟其他东西。
Abram would share the stories about the true God with Lot and about God's will for the world.
亚伯兰想必也跟罗德分享他跟神之间的交谈以及神对这个世界的计划。
So Lot's great beginning is knowing about God and hearing the messages about God.
他必然也听到，也知道神，并且听到神所说的东西。
For learning to make a living and care for his family with a family of Abram.
他也学习从亚伯兰那里学习怎么样照顾他的家庭。
Lot had an inside track to having a good life.
也就是说，罗德他有一个这个特殊的渠道，能够学到这些好的东西。
But Lot was an observant young man.
他也是很仔细的在观察。
And at one time when there was a drought in the land of Palestine, Abram took his complete household to Egypt.
当年在迦南地那边有那个干旱，
When they arrived, Abram was concerned because his wife Sarah was a very beautiful woman.
他去埃及的路上，他知道自己的太太莎莱很漂亮。
But it seems Abram was more worried about himself than he was Sarah.
那时候亚伯兰比较注意的是他自己的安全，不是他太太的安全。
So he lied and gave information to Pharaoh that Sarah was his sister.
所以他向这个埃及王说谎，说这是他的妹子。
So the Pharaoh assumed, as in the ancient world,
法老王就像这个古代王国里面的这些国王一样，假设说
that taking Sarah into his home would create a political alliance with this tribe of Abram.
把撒来迎娶到家里面，就等于说能够跟亚伯兰联盟。
And Abram now is wondering, how am I going to get out of this fix?
亚伯兰说，哇，我怎么样能够脱离这个困境？
God communicated to Pharaoh in a dream that he was doing the wrong thing.
神在梦中向法老启示。
And Pharaoh, a pagan who knew not the true God, had to go back and confront Abram.
虽然法老不是信主的人，但是他却因为这个梦，他去见亚伯兰。
Pharaoh could crush Abram and his entire family with just one command.
他可以一句话就把亚伯兰整个家庭都摧毁。
But instead, because Pharaoh was afraid of the true God, he sent Abram and his family out of the land with Sarah.
但因为他敬畏这个真正的神，所以他送亚伯兰走掉。So
Lot watched this entire episode.
罗德在旁边看得清清楚楚。He
probably thought it was pretty cool when Abram came up with the idea of Sarah being a sister.
他也就想亚伯兰把自己的老婆告诉人家说她是他的妹子，这可能是一个很好的主意。He
saw the consequences when Pharaoh, who could have killed the family, sent them out of the land.
他也看到这个结果，这个结果可以是大凶，也可以是逢凶化吉的。And
may have thought, wow, we got away with it.
他也就想说，哇，我们发现终于有一个解决之道。
And he stuffed that memory in the back of his mind for the future.
所以他就把那个想法放在他的脑筋里面。So
while Lot had a great beginning, he had a great beginning with just another human being who was trying to follow God.
他有一个好的开始，他也很可以是好好的在跟随神。Abram
wasn't perfect.
看到亚伯兰并不是一个完美的人。
And yet, the direction of his life was moving toward God rather than any other direction.
但亚伯兰仍然朝着正路，向神的正路在走。We
know this because as we read the chapters in Genesis about Abram and Lot,
我们知道，因为我们能够在创世纪这些经文里面看到这两个人的生活。
After some time had passed, and the herds and the cattle of Abram and Lot had grown to such a proportion.
然后我们看到他们所养的牛羊等等越来越多。
Abram in chapter 13 of Genesis that you read this morning.
我们刚刚所念的第13章里面,
changed from being selfish to selfless.
我们看到亚伯兰从一个自私以自己为中心的人变成一个无私的人。
And said to Lot, the land cannot sustain us. You choose, and I'll take what's left over.
他甚至让他的外甥先选择要哪一块地。
And this leads us to the second point that I would like to make.
这就是我要指出来的第二个事实。
Lot's life demonstrates that wrong choices, just one wrong choice, from bad values, can lead you astray.
如果你有不好的价值判断，会把你带到错误的路上。
So we have the strife between the herdsmen.
我们看到两边的牧羊人在纷争。
Abram says, "You take the land you want, and Abram will take what's left over."
亚伯兰说：“罗德，你先选，然后你剩下的给我。”
And in Genesis 13, verse 10, Lot looked and saw.
第十节说：“罗德举目看见。”
A land that had plenty of grass and water for his cattle.
看到这个地上都是灌溉得很好，有很多的草，适合他的羊。
But he ignored that it was located near a city that was bad for his children.
但他没有注意到这些是靠近这个很淫乱的城市。
He ignored that it was outside of the promised land that Abram had talked about so many evenings around the fire.
他也忘却了当年在帐篷旁边，亚伯拉罕告诉他，神要赐给他们的这个迦南地，并不是在那里。
But it would fatten his calves and increase his herds and bring him much profit.
他只看到他的牛羊可以越长越壮，带进很多的收入。
And that was the value that Lot was operating on.
这是他的价值系统。
It was a value choice that disregarded the revealed will of God.
他照他的价值系统来选择，忽略神给他的教训跟启示。
It ignored that the land of Canaan was where God was going to bless Abram.
他忽视了。神告诉亚伯拉罕说：“我要把迦南地赐给你。”
It ignored that the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were evil places.
他也忽视了这个索多玛、俄摩拉这两个淫乱、邪恶的城市。
It was a choice that was completely self-serving.
完全以自己的私利为判断。
Rather than one that would serve his family.For the future.
不是为他整个的家庭来着想。
In making that choice, he also missed what happens in Genesis 13:14.
因为他这样的决定，他也失去了第十四节十三章十四节所说的。
After Lot had left Abram, God appears to Abram and says some interesting things.
在十四节说，罗德离开亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说
，Genesis 13:14, the Lord said to Abram after Lot had departed from him.
十三章十四节耶和华对亚伯兰这么说，那是在罗德走了以后。
Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south.
你举目向东西南北观看。
All the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring.
你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔。
So this revelation from God after Lot is gone is a communication that Lot misses.
这是罗德所失去的这个神跟他的。交通
because he was not in the right place at the right time.
因为他已经不在正确的地方，正确的时候。
In Genesis 13:10, Lot used his eyes to see something that was for his own personal good.
第十节所说的，罗德所看到的是对他，他以为对他自己好的东西。
But in verse 14, Lot.Abraham uses his eyes to see the promises of God.
但第十四节，亚伯拉罕用他自己的眼睛看到神对他的应许。
Every choice we make has consequences.
我们所做的每个决定都有它的结果。
We can either look out after old number one. We can either look out after ourselves.
我们可以看，就是我们事后可以看得出来。
Or we can look for the will of God as He's revealed it.
我们可以 只以自己为中心来看事情，也可以从神的旨意来看事情。
The choice is ours.
这个决定是我们要面对的。
There's a third thing that Lot's life demonstrates very clearly in Genesis.
第三点，我们可以看到罗德生命里面所显示出来的。
His life demonstrates that wrong choices produce miserable living.
看到不好的选择所带出来这些愁苦的、痛苦的生活。
His wrong choice put him outside of the protective umbrella of God.
他错误的决定让他离开神给他的保护。
In Genesis 14, foreign kings came and took Lot's family away.
我们看到十四章里面几个王来把罗德给掳去。
Their lives were in jeopardy.
他的生命危在旦夕。
Their property was stolen.
他的东西都被拿走了。
But as is often true in life,
就像我们生活里面常常要面对的。
Our lives touch the lives of other people.
我们的生活生命也常常去影响到别人。
Lot made a bad choice and had a bad consequence.
罗德做了一个错的决定要面对错的后果。
But chapter 14 tells us that Abraham had at his own personal expense to go and to deliver Lot from his problems.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他出去拯救罗德。
Every decision we make and every problem we create affects somebody else.
我们每一个决定以及我们所造成的这些问题都会影响到别人。
Lot's wrong choice brought him into conflict with his own value system.
罗德的决定是因为他自己的价值系统。
His value system comprised of the things that he cherished.
他的价值系统是他所喜欢的那些东西。
He wanted good grass.
他希望有美好的草地。
He wanted water for his cattle.
他要有水给他的羊吃。
He wanted all of the material things that life provides.
他喜欢这些物质的生活。
But in the midst of all of that, he did not find what he really wanted.
但他没有真正找到他所要的。
He really wanted to know happiness and joy in life.
他真正想要的是生活里面那些快乐。
But instead, he chose to live a miserable life.
但他却选择过一个愁苦的生活。
Let us read 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 7 and 8 one more time.
那我们看彼得后书，我们刚刚所念过的二章七到八节。
I'll read the English and then you can read from the Chinese translation. Yes. And he rescued Lot, a righteous man, who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men.For that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
第七节说，只搭救那常为恶人营行忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
I find it amazing that the Bible calls Lot a righteous man.
我觉得很奇怪，圣经竟然会称罗德为义人。
Three times in two verses.
在两节里面出现三次。
If God had not repeated it, we wouldn't believe it.
如果不是神这样子不断的讲三次，我们绝对不会相信罗德是个义人。
The story of Lot has become an infamous story in the history of the Jewish people and in those who read the Bible.
因为罗德在创世纪里面的故事成为这个犹太人以及千秋万世人所看到的这个不好的榜样。
But Peter gives us a peek into what was going on in the heart of Lot.
但是彼得所写出来的，让我们看到罗德内心里面是什么样的情况。
When the two angels came to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, they found Lot sitting in the gate.
当我们看到神所差派这两个天使到达所多玛这个城的时候，他们看到罗德是坐在城门口的。Sitting
in the gate in an ancient city meant that Lot was one of the political officials of the city.
坐在城门口，在那个时候，表示他是在那个城市里面当官的。
We could say that Lot was a judge that sat to make decisions that came to him every day.
我们可以说，他每天坐在门口来判断事情，好像法官一样。
Peter's description says that he was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men.
刚彼得后书里面看到说，他每天为这个恶人的淫行在忧伤。
The term that is translated distressed means that he was knuckling under to things he didn't agree with.
也就是说，他每天看到他跟他的价值系统不相配的这些事情，他觉得心里面非常的忧伤愤怒。
He was like a judge under the control of the mafia.
他好像是被这些黑手党所控制的法官一样。
He had to say what they wanted him to say, or it would harm him.
他如果不照着这个黑道的指示来判断事情，他自己就会倒霉。
But that harm would only have been physical.
而且这个不光是只是肉体上的痛苦。
As he said what he knew was wrong when he made judgments.
他知道明明是错误的事情，但是他要必须判断的时候，不能够讲出来。
His soul was in great distress because it contradicted what he knew was right.
他的灵魂或他的良心常常的在这种煎熬里面。
It also says in verse 8 that he was tormented.
第八节也说到，他天天伤痛。
This is another word that shows us the internal strife of Lot.
这句话表示出他内心里面的那种挣扎。
This word is like being in a police station with a bright light in your eyes.
就好像到了这个警察局里面，人家用大的光照在你的眼睛上面。
Being interrogated to tell the truth.
来审问你。
But afraid to do it.
但你又不能够讲实话。
So here is Lot as a judge in the city of Sodom.
我们看到这个罗德，他在所多玛这个城市来做法官，在断案。
Every time he made a judgment, he felt bad that he'd made the judgment because he knew it was a bad judgment.
但他所做出来的判决，他自己都心里面觉得很惭愧。
But he found himself caught in his situation.
因为他被夹在中间。
He agrees with the bad values of Sodom and Gomorrah.
他同意这个所多玛这边的价值系统。
Or he will be kicked out of the city, lose his house and his cattle, and have to go back to the rocks of Palestine.
他如果不同意的话，他就会被这个城的人赶出去，要回到旷野里面去。
He knew what was right.
他知道什么是对的事。
But he did not have the courage to state his opinion.
但却没有勇气站起来。
And as a result, he was being torn apart on the inside of his life.
我看到他的内心里面每天都在面对这样的挣扎跟痛苦。
He was a tormented man.
他是一个在愁苦中的人。
When we make decisions that violate our values,
当我们做了个决定，是跟我们的价值判断相反的事。
We create torment and problems for ourselves.
我们就为我们造成这样的痛苦。
It's very hard to say what is right in a context where people want us to say what is wrong.
在 众人的压力下面，你要讲说什么是对的，这是很难的。
There's a fourth truth about Lot's life.
还有第四点，第四个事实关于罗德的生活。
And it's a truth that comes out much later in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
也是在后来发生的，在索多玛和摩拉这两个城。
When the two angels arrived at the gate,
当这两个天使来到了索多玛城的时候，
they looked like other men who were traveling through the country.
他们就像两个外地人来经过这里旅行经过这个城。
Lot knew the danger that they faced coming into the city.
罗德知道这些外来的人所要面对的危险。
So he quickly takes them to his home and gets them behind locked doors.
赶快把他们带回到家里面，把门锁起来。
A little later that evening, the city came knocking at his door.
然后那天晚上，城里的人老老少少都出来了，围住他的房子。
The crowd outside said they wanted to know his visitors.
他们在呼叫说，他们要认识这两个人。
That did not mean they wanted his driver's license.
而不是说他要 check 他的 driver ID.
Lot understood their evil purposes.
罗德知道他们要干什么。
He even offered to the crowd his daughters.
他甚至把他未出嫁的女儿愿意拿出来代替这两个外来人。
In order to protect his guests.
来保护他的客人。
How far has this father gone down?
这个父亲怎么能够做到这种下等的事情？
In the ancient Near East.
Okay, pardon?
In the ancient Near East.
在近东的那个地方，就在那个。
Hospitality was a very grave responsibility.
在那里，那边的文化里面要善待客人是一个很重要的这个道德。
So Lot is once again under the pressure of making a decision.
他在这样的压力下面必须要做一个决定。
Do I protect my daughters or do I protect my guests?
我要保护我的女儿还是保护我的客人？
And he chose to follow a value of the world.
他又选择了当时在他旁边这个世界的价值系统。
And give his guest priority over his family.
他把客人放在他的家人的重要性上面。
We would want to protect both.
我们当然愿意保护两边都保护。
But he was in a hard place where he could not make that choice.
但罗德没有选择。
But God.
但神。
But God chose to help him and blinded the crowd outside of his house.
但神介入，帮助他，把这些围城的人从东东让他们眼睛看不见。
And protected Lot in his own bad choices.
保护了这个罗德一家，虽然罗德做了个错误的选择。
So the angels told Lot, you need to get your family and get out of town.
天使告诉罗德说，赶快带你的家人去逃命。
Because God is going to punish Sodom and Gomorrah for their sin.
因为神要来处罚索多玛跟俄摩拉。
So Lot pled with his daughters, his sons-in-laws, and his wife to get out of town and to go with him.
罗德劝他的女儿女婿跟他的太太赶快逃走。
But they argued with him because they didn't want to give up their houses and possessions.
但他们跟罗德争吵，因为他们不愿意放弃现有的一切。
He managed to take his two daughters and his wife and leave the next day.
所以第二天一清早，他带着两个女儿逃走。
He wasn't able to persuade his son-in-laws.
他没有办法来劝服他的女婿们。
So as they leave the city,
当他们离开这个城市的时候,
God, through a miracle, probably from underneath and from above, destroys the city by earthquake and by fire.
神显了个神迹, 可能透过地震跟, 天上的, 降火,
it must have been a horrible sight.
必然是一个很惨烈的,
we are told that Lot's life, that Lot's wife looks back.
圣经说, 罗德的太太,
and the Bible says that because she looked back, God judged her and turned her into a pillar of salt.
因为她往后看, 所以神, 处罚她,
this does not mean that she just peeked out of curiosity. But it means that when she saw the city being destroyed,
而是她看到这个城市被毁灭的时候,
and she saw her house being destroyed,
看到她的房子被烧掉,
and all the things that she had accumulated,
还有房子里面她多年所积攒的这些东西,
she was mad in her heart toward God.
她的心里面对神有很大的, 这个仇恨,
she was angry with God's judgment.
非常的对神有很大的愤怒,
that is the reason why God judged her.
所以神才让她变成一根岩柱。
I'm sure as they left that day, they were all seeing the city being destroyed.
所有这几个逃出来的人当然都看到城市被毁灭。
Not to look meant not to look with madness toward God.
不要往后看, 意思是说不要往后看, 但是对神,
and so her disagreement with God's judgment,
也就是说对神的这样的一个, 惩罚, 有, 反对的意见,
is what brought her punishment.
是为什么她遭到这样的惩罚?
God does not punish us for curiosity.
神不会因为我们的好奇来惩罚我们。
But God punishes us when we disagree with His judgments.
但是当我们对神, 的, 判决, 不同意的时候, 反对的时候, 神,
so now we only have Lot and his two daughters. And Lot is very afraid because when the news gets out, he'll be blamed for the destruction of the city.
罗德很害怕, 说会不会当这个消息传出来, 别人都认为我是这个造成这个事情的, 这个原因。
So they head for the hills and find a cave.
所以他们跑到山上躲在个洞里。
The two daughters had lost their husbands.
两个女儿, 他们的, 未婚夫都去世了。
In the ancient world, all inheritance and social security depended on having children.
在古代那时候的, 这个所有的遗产以及这个社会的稳定都是要靠着儿女的延续。
And his daughters thought, where is our security? Our husbands are gone.
他们的女儿想说, 我们的丈夫既然都已经死了, 我们到哪里去, 这个延续这个, 家庭呢?
So they commit an unspeakable act.
所以他们竟然做出这种违背伦常的事情。
Probably reflecting values they had learned in Sodom and Gomorrah.
很可能的是反映出在所多玛那个城市里面人的价值。
And they get their father drunk so that they can bear his children for their inheritance.
所以他们把罗德灌醉, 从父亲的身上, 传流, 遗种。
Two children were born.
生了两个儿子,
Moab,
摩押,
and Ammon.
亚门。
The Moabites and the Ammonites were really good friends for Israel, weren't they?
我们知道摩押跟这个摩押人、亚门人跟这个以色列人是世仇。
So because of this act of incest, this sinful act of the daughters, we have a complete history of nations that opposed Israel throughout the entire ancient world.
因为从这两个乱伦所生下来的, 孩子开始, 我们就是看到这个历史里面这两大民族, 跟以色列人世代为仇。
And this is the end of Lot's story because we have nothing else about him in the Bible.
从此以后，罗德的名字再也没被提起。
I'd say he had a miserable day.
我说他的日子真的是愁苦啊。
But it all started with one look.
但这一切愁苦的开始是就是那一眼。
With just one choice.
一个决定。
Based on bad values.
基于他错误的价值系统。
Rather than following the promises of God.
不是追随着神的应许。
And yet we see a life of struggle, a life of internal conflict.
看到他的一生都在这样的挣扎，在内心的愁苦里面。
Because of the choices that he made.
因为他所做的决定。
What choices are you making this week?
这个礼拜你要面对的是什么样的决定呢？
Do you find yourself in situations where you know something is right, but you don't want to make your friends mad?
你是不是有这样的情况，就是你想要，你知道什么是对的，但是你又不想得罪你的朋友？
It's very hard, isn't it, to disagree with our friends?
要跟我们的朋友不同的想法，确实是很难。
How can we help them to see the wrongness of their way?
我们如何来帮助他们看到他们所要做的是错的？
It's very hard.
是很难的。
But honesty is the only policy.
但诚实是最好的。
Our friends know that we love them when we're honest with them.
朋友们知道，如果我们对他们讲的是诚实话，他们能够感激。
Even when it hurts.
虽然这些诚实话可能会造成伤害。
So my hope for you is that you don't choose to live a miserable life.
我要给大家勉励的就是我们不要去选择过这样愁苦的生活。
But that you choose to follow God and His Word.
你选择跟随神跟他的话语。
And to order your lives according to the wisdom of God.
并且管理你的生活根据神所赐给你。你的话语的里面的智慧
rather than the wisdom of this world
而不是这个世界的智慧
Let's pray
让我们祷告
Our Heavenly Father We thank you for your love for us
我们亲爱的天父我们感谢你对我们的爱
For calling us out of this world and to yourself
把我们从这个世界里面蒙召出来归到你儿子的名下。
Give us the courage while we live in this world.
给我们活在这个面对这个世界的勇气。
To be a light in a dark place.
在黑暗当中成为光明。
And to honor you by obeying your word.
能够敬畏你活出你的话语。
For developing the kinds of values that honor you.
能够建立正确的价值系统来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
让我们大家一起站立，打开蓝色诗歌本175首。